Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, that was significant. That was a heavyweight clash. That will potentially determine the Premier League title. Liverpool go into the international break, top of the league. Liverpool go into the international break, flawless. Arsenal have dropped their first points of the season. Arsenal have conceded their first goal of the season. And I tell you what, do you know what? Sometimes when you process football, and I'm really interested to hear what you all have to say about this, so please get in the comments, right? But sometimes when you process football, I think it's so simple. I think, look, what we're going to do when we analyse this game, everybody's going to talk about the glory of the free kick. Everybody is going to talk about the perfection of the goal. Everybody is going to highlight the quality of that free kick. And don't get me wrong, I'm going to acknowledge that. I'm going to talk about that. We will deep dive into the true brilliance of that free kick. In fact, what we should do is actually rank it. Is it up there with Cristiano Ronaldo against Fulham free kick? I think it might be. Is it up there with the Alex Rodrigo da Costa, the centre-half who played for Chelsea, against Arsenal? I think it might be. Is it up there with the very best free kicks that you have ever seen? David Beckham, Real Madrid. Is it that good? I think it actually might be. But that's not really the point I want to make. Sometimes I think football can just be so simple and you want to understand and explore and try and analyse. Why did it go the way that it went? Why did it happen in the way that it did? And it's so easy. Do you know what the answer is? And this is it. This is it. Job done. Arne Slot is the governor. That's the difference. Arne Slot is the absolute boy. Arne Slot is... Look what he did. He plays Szoboszlai, fullback, the geezer's man of the match, with or without scoring the goal. You know, if he hadn't scored the goal, say Mohamed Salah gets the winner, I still now tell you that Dominic Szoboszlai was unreal. And the first super chat of the day has landed is from Nicholas Bisbee, who says, with hindsight, was that the right lineup to start? No, probably not. No, probably not. I think that there were mistakes made. I think that there were mistakes made throughout. And do you know what, Nicholas? Do you know what I think the biggest mistake is? It's Liverpool this season have looked vulnerable in one particular way. Only at the back. And it felt to me like Mikel Arteta set his team up not to try and emphasise and attack the vulnerability. They set up what you're supposed to do as a manager is, yeah, accentuate your positive. And Mikel Arteta has a responsibility to make sure that what's best about his team is on display. But I think he also has a responsibility to find the chink in the armour, to somehow detect the vulnerability in the opposition. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist, do you, Nicholas, to work out the vulnerability of this Liverpool team is the back line. We've seen them concede goals this season. We've seen them look incredibly shaky. We've seen what Semenyo did in their only other home game this season. So we know that there's a vulnerability, and it felt to me that Mikel Arteta got it so wrong. Because, yeah, they were all right, they were solid, they were compact, they were in the game, it could have gone a different way, whatever. But ultimately, they were cowardly. And that's going to sound harsh, and Arsenal fans don't want to hear it. Arsenal fans will be furious in the chat. Arsenal fans will be livid with that. Or maybe they'll agree with me. Maybe they will have to acknowledge that there is undoubtedly a truth in the painful words that I'm saying. Liverpool have been vulnerable defensively in their first two games. But Arteta was more intent on nullifying their attackers than attacking and going for the jugular against the opposition. It's like if you know that the boxer that you're fighting has a weak chin, but you also know that he can knock you out, should you go for his weak chin? Should you attack his glass jaw? Or should you be careful with it and concerned that he's going to knock you out? I don't know the answer, by the way. But in my opinion, what I think you have to do is try and win the game. Not only for the 3 points. A point away from home against Arsenal is a good point. Against Liverpool is a good point for Arsenal. But they need the statement, this Arsenal team. They need the statement. This Arsenal team need to show the world that they can go and win at Anfield. Because if you can't win against your biggest rivals, think of any title win. It will almost always have a statement victory away from home. Like, you go away and you beat the champions. When Jose Mourinho won Chelsea's first title for 50 years, and, you know, this could be Arsenal's first title for over 20 years now, so there is a comparison to be made. When Chelsea did that with Mourinho, what did we do? Crucially, we went away to Highbury. Joe Cole, Arjen Robben, Joe Cole bullying Sol Campbell. We beat them 2-0 away from home. Jose Mourinho educated Arsene Wenger in their home ground. That's what you have to do. It's not about the 3 points. It's about the statement. I truly believe that Arteta was too cowardly today, and had they gone for the jugular, it would have been a totally different game. The Opinionated Observer, also in the Super Chat here, says, Rory, with Dom Szoboszlai's goal, would you agree that as an all-rounder, he is of top quality? Hidden gem in the sand. I think he's a brilliant player. And do you know what? I've got to be totally honest. When you signed Florian Wirtz, I thought that Dom Szoboszlai, who played in the attacking midfield last year, was going to struggle to get in the team. And I must admit that I was wrong on that, because he has made himself totally and utterly indispensable to the team. The Opinionated Observer says it so well, that he is a top quality all-rounder. And those players are worth their weight in gold to any manager. Every team has always had one. Think about any team that's won the league. They always have that versatile player. You always have a Jeremy type player that can just do the job. You always need somebody that can play central midfield, somebody that can play right back, somebody that can play attacking midfield if necessary. It's such an important quality. And you are right, Opinionated Observer. Dom Szoboszlai has been a revelation. And there is no doubt in my mind now that Dominic Szoboszlai is in Liverpool's best team. But the governor of this team, I think I get it wrong a lot of the time, because I always talk about the genius of Mohamed Salah. And I always focus upon the iconic status of players like Alisson and Virgil van Dijk. You know, Virgil van Dijk is going to go down in history as one of Liverpool's greatest ever defenders. Not quite Alan Hansen. Liverpool fans will have to correct me on this. I think that the way that the history books will be written is it will be Alan Hansen and Virgil van Dijk. And I focus on that too much. I've done videos on this channel where I've talked about Mohamed Salah and how I believe that there is a world in which he could catch, I can't believe I'm saying these words, but he could catch Ian Rush. You think about that ridiculous, insurmountable tally of goals that Ian Rush scored for Liverpool. And Mohamed Salah's there. Mohamed Salah is already past Steve Gerrard, past Ian St. John, past Roger Hunt, past Billy Liddle, past true icons of that club. And I think that he'll be looking at that Ian Rush record and can get there. But I think I'm in the wrong. I think I'm too wrong. And I'm going to have to almost amend this. Because the truth of the matter is, and this is what I need to focus on, the governor is Arne Slot. Arne Slot is the man with the Midas touch. Arne Slot is the man who sprinkles the stardust. And where Mikel Arteta cost his team the game today, because they didn't go for it. They weren't aggressive enough. They didn't want to win enough. And I know that that's not going to be comforting for Arsenal fans, but I truly believe that that's the way that it is. Because the second that the goal ends up going in, the second that you end up 1-0 down, There's nothing you can do. And if you do that, if you concede in that way, and let's face it, it was a moment of magic. But Liverpool were always capable of a moment of magic. Once the moment of magic happens, your game plan is in tatters. Your game plan to stop Liverpool scoring is in total and utter tatters. And Arne Slot, he just got his team so well drilled today. You know, Arsenal was so threatening from set pieces. How convincing were Liverpool at defending set pieces? Back into the Super Chat here. ESG Soccer says, football won today. No honour in the Arsenal tactic. I think that's kind of tapping into what I said, ESG. That's kind of what I'm on about, isn't it? The SP says, Liverpool's defence is starting to click. I thought that they were brilliant today. I thought that Konate, who hasn't had a great start to the season, I thought he was immense today. I thought it was an immense performance. I really did. I actually think that it was, you know, one of those colossal performances. Like, Gyökeres had nothing. I thought Declan Rice shone for Arsenal. Such a good player, Rice. But Konate, everything that was crossed into the box. I guarantee you this. If Arsenal had crossed in a washing machine, Konate would have headed it out. If they crossed in a Range Rover, Konate would have headed it out. There is nothing that Konate wasn't brave enough to stick his head onto. And in the process, totally and utterly pocket Victor Gyökeres. Nothing. Literally nothing. Literally nothing. It was so easy. And I think that you are right. That back line is starting to look solid. It's starting to find its feet. It's starting to find its rhythm. I thought Kirk has had a good game. It was a fantastic tackle. Did you see late on against Max Dowman? Fantastic. Aggressive tackle. Really It was really one of those, let the young boy know where he is. It was really one of those statement tackles. Got Anfield on its feet. And yeah, the just the overall, the overarching play from Liverpool is starting to work. I thought Virts was a bit too deep. I thought McAllister was potentially a bit too forward. There were criticisms, I guess. Mohamed Salah had a few chances over on the wing where his touch looked a bit off. But there was a moment of magic from Dom Szoboszlai, and the reason that Dom Szoboszlai deserves so much credit is because he's playing out of position, he was already man of the match, he then scores one of the best free kicks I've ever seen. Tell me, is that up there? In off the post, did you see David Raya afterwards? Did you see David Raya when he hit the back of the net? Raya just goes like that. Like, what are you supposed to do is what his facial expression said to me. And what I would say off the back of seeing that kind of facial expression, that's what I would say. Like, what is any goalkeeper, even a goalkeeper of David Raya's quality, what is that goalkeeper supposed to do in that situation? Like, I'm not even joking. I don't think that David Raya and Alisson in the same net saved that. It was as precise and perfect a free kick as you could possibly score. Truly, truly brilliant. And SP is right. Liverpool's defence really is starting to click. The Mahi Deb says, Rory, with Chelsea now second in the league, can we finish above Arsenal or title challenge? I really hope so, mate. I don't think so, to be totally honest with you. I think that we look vulnerable as well. But what we need to do is be ready for a collapse from Arsenal. We need to be ready to what I believe, everything I've said about Liverpool so far, I can't go back on my predictions now. Everything that I've said so far has come true. I said that Liverpool will be centurions this year. If Liverpool are centurions, Chelsea can't compete for a title. Nobody can. And I stick with my prediction. Liverpool will break 100 points. I want somebody to clip it because I believe it will happen. And people love to TikTok me when I get things wrong. When I talk about Erling Haaland to Thogden, people love to clip me up. People love to make TikToks out of that. But I'm telling you now, this Liverpool team hit 100 points. They will break, they will equalise or break the Manchester City Centurion team. I truly believe that's what's going to happen. Play 3-1-3, beaten Arsenal already. Mate, they're unreal. They're absolutely unreal. This was an Arteta stinker. I totally agree with you, says Sean Granger. Sean, I'm going to be very interesting to see, right? I can only give my opinion, and my opinion on Arsenal isn't as valid as Arsenal fans' opinion on Arsenal. And I'm really interested to hear what Arsenal fans have to say. I've got a few Arsenal mates that went up there today, and I'm really looking forward to speaking to them about this. I really want to hear what they have to say about this, because I think that Mikel Arteta deserves to get it in the neck. And I don't know if Arsenal fans are ready to do that. I don't know if it's too early in the season or what. But let's see how they react, because I don't think they're going to be happy. He bottled it. If we're totally honest, and I don't mean the bottling thing, he went to Anfield, and the brilliance of Anfield, the magnificence of Anfield, the intimidation levels of Anfield, the fact that he's never won at Anfield, it got to him. Like, the last time Arsenal won at Anfield, Arteta was in the team. Do you know that? It was like Podolski and them boys. Podolski, Arteta, Cazorla. Do you know how long ago that was? Like, that's the last time they won there. So, no, I mean, I'm with Sean Granger, a complete and utter stinker. The Sentinel says, what a free kick. Who can say it any better? I think he's up there with the very best. How highly do you rank it? Is it up there with Cristiano Ronaldo's free kick? Is it up there with Arjen Robben's free kick? Is it that level of free kick we're talking? Like, really, really serious, serious goal. Reacher, who needs Trent Alexander-Arnold when you have Szoboszlai? He was immense and carries on the legacy of the number 8 superbly. I can't say it any better. Lovely, lovely stuff. I can't read out the final letters. But I think it's fair to conclude from those final letters there from Reacher that he is a Liverpool fan. And I think that he is absolutely spot on. Saying that, he carries a legacy of the number 8, I think is totally true. And you are right. The word that you should use to describe Dom Szoboszlai's contribution, I think you are right. Immense is the word. Impenetrable is the word. Everywhere is the word. You know the old adage? Every blade of grass. Every blade of grass. That's what it was today from Szoboszlai. Absolutely everywhere. You know, like, hungry for the win. I felt like he wanted to win. I think you could see in a lot of Liverpool players the way that they approached the game. Like, I don't think he had the best game, but you could tell that Kerkez was desperate to win. You could tell the way that he was so, like, on everything that Madueke did. He was on him. Then Dalman comes on, bang, through him. Like, you could just tell that he was desperate to win the game. And you're right, Reacher, who needs Trent Alexander-Arnold? Bang on. Connell Hunt says, nice live stream. Can't believe you don't use a thesaurus between takes. Mate, I'm not even using long words. What are you talking about? You're very kind to say that, though. I appreciate it. Hunt says, at this pace, Szoboszlai will have Madrid knocking soon. And do you know what I'll say to that? Why would you leave Liverpool, the most exciting sporting project in world football, to go to a team that didn't even win the league last season. It's what I would say. It's what I said to. It's what I said to regarding Trent Alexander-Arnold, and it's what I say to Domson Bosley if that comes in. Will Falman says, if these lot get Isak and Gehi over the line, how can Arsenal have the belief that they can beat them and win the league? They look so negative, Arsenal. Do you know what, though, Will? I disagree, man. How can Arsenal have the belief? Arsenal should have the belief. Whether they can do it practically or not, I don't know. But they didn't have the belief today. And the reason they didn't have the belief is because of their manager. Their manager set them up in such a negative way. The manager set them up with literally no creativity on the pitch. That's starting midfield. How's Mikel Merino starting in midfield with Zubimendi and Rice? Where is the club captain, Odegaard? Where is Eze? The creativity, the brilliance. Arteta, you coward. You have played for a draw. You have gone there for a draw. You have totally sat back. You have shrunk. And do you know what, Arsenal Football Club? They're a proud institution, man. I don't think they'll tolerate that. You don't go to Anfield for a draw. You don't go to Anfield for a draw when you've signed these players, got your main men in. You should never go to Anfield for a draw. Not
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you're Arsenal, like Brentford go to Liverpool for a draw. If you end up with a draw, it's a good point. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you have to win there. But I'm saying that you go there with the ambition of winning. You go there. I remember going to Anfield. I remember Willian scored quite a lucky goal. I think it might have been a cross It was either a cross or a fantastic goal. Let's call it a fantastic goal from Willian. We ended up drawing 1-1. We went there to win. We ended up drawing. But we went there to win. Arteta went there to draw. You're never going to win when you go there to draw. And then ultimately, when the moment of magic happens, when Dom Szoboszlai does that, when Dom Szoboszlai turns into a Paul Gascoigne, put Paul Gascoigne for Tottenham against Arsenal at Wembley, when Dom Szoboszlai scores one of the best free kicks that you will literally ever see, where's your game plan, Arteta? Now what? Now you want to get all creative. Now you want to bring on Odegaard. Now you want to bring on Eze. Mate, he bottled it. And I think on this channel, anyone that watches me regularly, I think that people will admit that generally speaking, I'm quite kind to Arteta and I don't understand why people are hostile to him. That isn't the case today. I think that he has really, really let his team down. And they were let down through cowardice. That's taking nothing away from Liverpool. Liverpool were clearly, clearly brilliant. But ultimately, they didn't get attacked where they need to be attacked. But Will, you're right. If they get Isak, if they get Gehi, I think they win the league anyway, with or without them. If they bring those players in, though, then you're talking dynasty. Then you're talking legacy. And that's a completely and utterly different circumstance. And that is what I think that they're building towards. Victor, in the Super Chat, says, no one player was bad, but Liverpool just wanted it more, I guess. Madueke and Mascherano did really well, I thought. And why did Eze not just shoot? Why did Eze not just start should be the end of that one. Why did Eze not just start, Victor? And no, they weren't bad, but they weren't trying to be good either. They weren't trying to be effusive. They weren't trying to be aggressive. They were trying to draw. And that is just not good enough. And that is why they've ended up being beaten. Hernan, thank you very much for your donation, sir. GGMU, I wonder who he supports, says, Reyes' reaction was David James Ronaldo vibes. I agree. You know when a goalkeeper concedes a goal and they just don't know what to do? They just don't know what to do. Petr Cech against Ronaldinho. What can you do, man? The geezer's too good. What can you do? The fella's hit it too well. Sometimes in your life, you have to just hold your hands up and go, mate, I take my hat off to you. I doff my cap, sir. And Dom Szoboszlai today, he deserves a standing ovation. I'm going to give him one. He genuinely deserves a standing ovation. It's outrageous. It was an outrageous battering. Truly, truly brilliant. I mean it. I really do mean it, that it was just about as good as it could possibly be from him. And that is what they are capable of. That is truly what they are capable of, this Liverpool team. But I'm going to come back to the question, the very important question that is, the question is, did Mikel Arteta bottle it? Let me know. Did Mikel Arteta bottle it? Let's be totally honest here. Liverpool, and Liverpool fans will agree with me, Liverpool have one vulnerability. It's not scoring goals. Players like Mohamed Salah are never going to struggle to score goals. Players like Hugo Ekitike are never going to struggle to score goals. Players with the creative brilliance of Cody Gakpo, all under the tutelage of the visionary that is Arne Slot, they're never going to struggle to score goals. Where have they looked dodgy? At the back. So where do you attack them? At the back. And what did Arteta do? He tried to stifle them. He didn't attack them at all. And that is just totally and utterly unacceptable. Can I ask you a massive favour? If you are enjoying this stream even a little bit, would you please click subscribe? I love going live. I love talking to you. I love having these conversations. And I would be honoured if you would be kind enough to join this community. Go on, do me a favour. Please click subscribe. I find these chats fascinating and I truly, truly appreciate you finding the time to join me to explore all of these topics. Do you agree with me that they have totally and utterly bottled it? I really believe that they have. It's just not good enough from Arteta. And generally speaking, I've been very supportive of him. But today, he totally bottled it. Passirala in the Super Chat says, "Hi Rory, I'm a Liverpool fan. I also liked how our players didn't get carried away. If Arsenal had won, the club photographer, the kitchen staff, the wives and the children would be on the pitch for a lap of honour." Oh, Passirala came in here taking no prisoners. He came in looking for violence and he found it. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It's a routine victory for Liverpool. Do you know that? It's a routine victory. It's a routine chat that she already knows. She's heard it all before. She knows what you're going to say. "Hi, do you want a drink? Where you're from? What's your name? Can I have your number?" She's heard it all before. Liverpool have done it all before. They have shown Arsenal what it's about time and time again. And I've seen here in the chat, to answer my question, you have the football knowledge. You love to flex your analytical football muscle. You're absolutely right. 78% of you think that Mikel Arteta bottled it. And it is undoubtedly true that they did. And I think it's going to be fascinating to see how the Arsenal echo chamber see this one. Because for me, their approach today, it was pathetic. I'm not calling him a coward. People get all really emotional if I say that. You know, if I call Mikel Arteta a coward, people go, "Oh, you shouldn't do that. It's not good for his men's mental health." I'm not calling him a coward. I'm calling his behaviour today cowardly. The only thing that you can do when you play this Liverpool team is try and expose their flaws. What you cannot do is play a midfield with no expression, no desire to win the game. It was shoddy, it was poor, it was pathetic, and it was unacceptable. And on the flip reverse of that blazing squad, I tell you what, Mick, I tell you what, Arne Slot is the absolute governor. That's the difference. It is the difference, you know that. It's the total and utter difference. If you swap managers today, do you know what happens? You swap results. Like I've been saying all summer that Liverpool's team are head and shoulders above Arsenal's team. Liverpool players are head and shoulders above Arsenal's players. And then you see them going hammer and tong. Like, I thought Declan Rice was immense today. I thought Jurrien Timber was immense today. I thought Gabriel was immense today. And you suddenly think, the teams are more comparable than I thought. You know, I was thinking that there's some vulnerability in the Arsenal team and I wasn't sure how good Calafiori was and blah, blah, blah. And then you think, hang on a minute, then you think, the 10-point clear that Liverpool had on Arsenal last year, it's about the managers. A good manager is worth, what, 20 points, 30 points? That's what the difference is. If you swap managers today, you swap results, because one of the managers is a governor. One of the managers is the absolute boy. One of the managers can play a geezer right back who's out of position and make him man of the match. The other one can't. Hernan in the chat says, "Paris Saint-Germain would cruise past Arsenal and Liverpool." Hernan, Crespo, you are so wrong, my friend. You're so wrong. If Liverpool play Paris Saint-Germain again, Liverpool beat Paris Saint-Germain home and away. That's a fact. Liverpool beat Paris Saint-Germain home and away this season. Mark my words, clip me up. Trust me, I'm a footballing sage. Liverpool beat Paris Saint-Germain home and away if they play this year. Kate in the Super Chat says, "Jones flipped the game for Liverpool and took the midfield by the scruff of the neck, whereas Odegaard didn't do the same for Arsenal. Game changer." Look, do you know what? Kate, I rate Curtis Jones so highly. And do you know what? I think it's so important for this Liverpool team to have a player like Curtis Jones in it. I think you need players like Curtis Jones in and around the squad. It's so valuable. It's so important to have players like Curtis Jones. Scouse knows the club inside out, knows the culture of the club. He clearly wanted Trent Alexander-Arnold out. You know when Trent Alexander-Arnold turned into a celebrity? He was like, "Nah, you can go. By the way, if you are watching and you haven't liked the stream, is there any way you could like it? There is a chance that we'll reach 1,000 likes. I don't think we've ever had 1,000 likes on a stream while we're live. So you could help us make history, if you would be so kind. But Kate, I agree with you. I think Curtis Jones is a boy. You know, I got a load of stick because I put Curtis Jones in my England team. It's a different conversation. But I put Curtis Jones in my England team and everyone went mad at me. And I was like, no. Curtis Jones is a wicked footballer. Absolutely wicked footballer. Never gives a ball away. Totally brilliant personality. And I rate Jones. I rate Jones as highly as I rate anyone in central midfield in the league. I really do. I think he's an excellent player. Moo in the Super Chat says, honestly, think this will be the most exciting Premier League in a very long time. Liverpool, Arsenal, Chelsea and even Tottenham look deadly. Can't count City out yet either. Moo, I've got some bad news for you. You might be thinking that you're going to see a title race, a dazzling title race, a historic title race, a Jose Mourinho versus Sir Alex Ferguson title race, a Sir Alex Ferguson versus Kevin Keegan title race. A three-horse title race, potentially, like the Avram Grant year. Do you want me to tell you what's going to happen? It's a bad spoiler, and I don't want to ruin it for you. But you're not going to see anything like it. You're not going to see anything like it. Liverpool will win the league by at least 10 points. At least 10 points, like they did last year. Liverpool are going to run away with the league. Like, you know how the dish ran away with a spoon? Liverpool ran away with the league. That's what's going to happen. That is, trust me, what's going to happen. When you have Arne Slot marshalling this team, and players like Ryan Gravenberch playing in central midfield, holding it. And then you've got the sprinkle of stardust in Mohamed Salah. Then you've got Florian Wirtz still to find his form. Then you've got the transfer window still open. Sometimes football is a very simple game. 2 and 2 makes a Christmas cake. Sometimes the best manager combined with the best players wins the league at a canter. True, right? The best manager in the league, I'm not saying he's the best legacy. I'm not saying he's the best for eternity. I'm not saying that his legacy will go down as better than Guardiola. Guardiola is more of an icon. But the best manager today, the best manager last season, Arne Slot, by a mile. And the best players in the league at one club, it is the Liverpool players. 2 and 2 makes Christmas cake. Best manager, best players, league title. Best player, best manager, league title. That's how it works. And that's why Liverpool are going to win the league by 10 points. Moo, I'm sorry. But that is how it's going to go. Sefo in the Super Chat says, let's celebrate the first Super on a live stream. Thank you very much, sir. Welcome to the chat. Thank you for joining. And please do click subscribe. I really need your help. If you would be kind enough to click subscribe, massively helps me out. Thank you so much. I'm loving this, by the way. I love these lives. You're all so kind to help me explore this. Flex your analytical football muscle. Educate me. Tell me what you think of this. At this point, do you think Liverpool sign Isak and Gehi, says Colin? Yeah, I don't think that Liverpool are the kind of club that are determined by one result. So I don't think Liverpool look at what happened today and look at the brilliance of Konate. Konate was immense today, you know that. There's no way in this world that Liverpool look at the brilliance of Konate and go, we don't need Gehi off the back of one game. Equally, it would be the same as going, do they need a goal scorer when they've got Szoboszlai scoring goals? Like, of course they still need the goal scorer. So I don't think that the strategy will be at all impacted by the events of today. Absolutely not. So to be totally honest with you, I think that if you believe, Colin, before the ball was kicked today, that Isak was going to sign for Liverpool, I think you should still believe it. If you believe that Gehi was going to sign for Liverpool, I think you should still believe it. And to be totally frank with you, in my opinion, Liverpool signed both before the transfer window's out. That's just my opinion. But I believe that Alexander Isak will be a Liverpool player. I think that it's unsustainable for him to play anywhere else. And I think that Mark Gehi will be looking at the sporting project going on at Liverpool, looking at what Arne Slot is doing, looking at the historic team that he could be part of. Mark Gehi's England's best defender. Suddenly he's looking at what's going on at Liverpool, looking at the sporting project and going, I want some of that. I want to be part of that. So yeah, I believe that both will happen, Colin. Kyle in the Super Chat says, Szoboszlai just does not get tired. The physical fitness, he is absolutely world-class. He never slowed down, even in the 95th minute. Kyle, you are absolutely spot on. Dominic Szoboszlai was an icon today because you know he scored the goal and it was a historic goal, a goal that will go down in history, a goal that we will talk about in a generation. You know how there are some goals that live forever, right? Some free kicks that live forever. Paul Gascoigne versus Tottenham at Wembley. For Tottenham versus Arsenal at Wembley. Some free kick. Frank Lampard versus Tottenham at Wembley from 40 yards. You just remember some free kicks forever, don't you? That is one of them. And you are. And he was man of the match even before that went in. A Centeno says, not an Arsenal fan, but respect you and your club. We saw the best two teams on the Premier League. World class from Szoboszlai. Much respect. Absolute. You better not think I'm an Arsenal fan. But no, you are right. They were the two best teams in the country, but one of the teams rose to the occasion and the other shrunk. And I think the only person to blame for that is the manager. It's nothing to do with the Arsenal players. Nothing to do with what Rice wants. It's nothing to do with what Gabriel was capable of. Nothing to do with the intent of Calafurian Timber. It's to do with the manager. And it's the first time I've ever said anything like that on this channel. John C says, weird, no creative, no... This is it, John. John C, weird, no creativity in that lineup and it killed us. You're absolutely right, John. You're absolutely right. And this is where Mikel Arteta needs to hold his hands up and totally concede that he got it wrong. Mikel Arteta totally and utterly got it wrong. And juxtaposed with that, in the other dugout, Arne Slot is the governor. The absolute boy. The king among kings. Arne Slot is the capo, the tutti capo. Because he worked it out. How can he play a geezer out of position and the geezer goes on to be man of match? You're taking a mick, mate. You're taking a mick. You played a geezer out of position. You played a geezer in a situation where he should not be able to... He should not be able to, like, dictate the tempo of the game. And he did. Like, it was unbelievable. It really was an unbelievable performance from him. And the manager deserves so much credit. You're absolutely right, though, John C. No creativity. Cowardly. From Mikel Arteta. Joe Mangi says, let's hope Isak stays at Newcastle because if he's at Liverpool, they will be unstoppable. Do you know what the problem is, though, Joe? Liverpool are unstoppable with or without him. This is what I keep saying. I think Liverpool are totally and utterly capable of winning the league with or without Gehi. They're totally capable of winning the league with or without Isak. The signing of those two players isn't about winning the league in one season. It's about dynasty. It's about legacy. Think about Liverpool teams of a bygone era. What's the best ever Liverpool team, right? This is before I was even born. But the best Liverpool era ever. You know when they won the late 70s, early 80s, when they won, what, three European Cups, four league titles, right? Yeah, Paris, they won it in Paris. Yeah, Emeline Hughes in Paris, right? The best team ever that Liverpool have had. It went Clements in goal, Alan Hansen in the middle, Alan Hansen central defence, Graham Souness, Kenny Dalglish, spine. Now you do it again, you think about this era. And it's different, football's evolved, football's changed, but it goes Alisson, icon, Van Dijk, icon, Salah, icon, Verts, potentially. You know, it's like, it's creating something for the future, and then you add Alexander Isak's name, and that was like when Liverpool went from Dalglish to mixing it up with Ian Wright.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Suddenly, it's Salah mixing it up with Alexander Isak. So yeah, I think that it can certainly happen. Kong No says, if Liverpool can only sign one, Isak or Gehi. If they can only sign one, I think they sign Gehi, because I think they've got plenty of goals in the team. I think they need a defensive cover. Konate was unreal today, absolutely unstoppable today. But I just cannot believe how badly it's gone for Arsenal. And how well it's going for Liverpool. It really is exceptional. Arsenal is calm. Liverpool scored a set piece. Nothing, and I repeat, nothing more. Chill, and I'll see you at our grand. Nah. That's from the YHT. Mate, you're wrong. You're just wrong. You cannot say that things are calm. You cannot say that it's simply Liverpool scoring a set piece. You cannot say that it's nothing more than Liverpool scoring a set piece and you missing one. This is so much deeper than that. This is culturally deeper. This is your identity, your DNA being cowardly going to Anfield. You cannot say that you bottled it. Mate, this isn't that. Like, you... Liverpool weren't really but near their best today, right? And there was a world in that first half where you could have got at them. You know, you smell blood at Anfield. You make it hard for them. You put pressure on them. You make their fans nervous at home. You get that nervous energy. but you didn't try and give the nervous energy. You went there for a point. You were happy. They were nervous. You were nervous. Everyone was happy. You didn't go for the jugular. You didn't play any creativity. You got Martin Odegaard, your club captain, on the bench, your most creative player. You got Eberiche Eze. All of the fanfare, all of the furore about bringing Eberiche Eze to Arsenal. And you were scared to play him. Like, overall, it's a shocking day for Arsenal. And it's not only shocking because of the lack of points and goals. It's shocking because of the statement that you made. The statement that Arsenal made today is that they were terrified of Liverpool. The statement that Arsenal made today is that Liverpool are the best team in the country. Liverpool are the champions. But you treated them like champions. You went there for a point in the way that Brentford go there for a point. You went there for a point in the way that Scott Parker's Burnley will go there for a point. And that's what happened. But do you know how much respect I have for Arne Slot? Do you know it's so clear to me? Mikel Arteta, it feels like me. Like, you know how I call Arne Slot the governor? The Premier League governor, man. The capo di tutti capo of the Premier League. The absolute boy of the Premier League. Do you know who else does that? Arteta. He went there and he was scared. You have to be the... Arteta is the upstart. Arteta should be going there, rattling him, telling him that they're no good, telling him that they got lucky last year. Like, think about what Mourinho did to Wenger. Mourinho's calling Wenger a specialist in failure. Mourinho's going to Arsenal and he's playing Joe Cole, Arjen Robben, Didier Drogba, Frank Lampard, trying to win the game. We're going on the attack. We're going all out attack. You can't go there and tell them that they're better than you. And YHT, that is what happened. Arsenal went to Anfield and all they really did was hold up a massive sign that said, you are better than us. We are scared of you. That's what you did. It was a massive statement. And the statement that you made was, you're going to win the league because we're scared to. And that just isn't good enough. To sacrifice all of your creativity for what? For what? To sacrifice your club captain for what? It's poor, man. It's poor. The GGMU in the Super Chat says, as poor as Manchester United have been, this league looks open for us to not try and capitalise. Oh, God, mate. Bring in Emi Martinez and push for Champions League spots. GGMU, you're a kind man, and I appreciate your continued support on this channel, but you are so wide of the mark. You don't worry about the European spots, my friend. You worry. You focus on your priority, and your priority is not a joke. Your priority is to stay away from those relegation spots. I don't think you're going down. I'm not talking about you going down. But GGMU, you're my friend, and I like your support on this channel massively, right? But you don't worry about those European spots. You worry, you got far more pressing problems. The N28 says, Arsenal's lack of boldness and play safe and play too safe. Arsenal lack boldness and play too safe. Only reason they don't have a title yet, when they can go for a win, they go for a draw. You're absolutely right. And then what happens is they pull out a moment of brilliance. And what happens? You've got no answers. You've got absolutely no answers. And today, it was there for you. It was there. There's no doubt in my mind that Liverpool, there were cracks. There was a way in that it could have been different. And if you think about what Arsenal could have done today and what they ended up doing, I think that it was just so poor. And then you think about the chances that Arsenal had. Like, the finishing. You know, the finishing, the creativity. You know, it just isn't good enough. It really isn't. And now, for the first time, we need to have a serious and sustained conversation about Mikel Arteta. For the first time, it was just poor. But from a Liverpool perspective, it's brilliant. And you've got to ask a question. Who needs Trent Alexander-Arnold scoring goals from right back? Who needs Trent Alexander-Arnold taking free kicks from right back? He's confined to the ash heap of history. He was so desperate to go off to Madrid, to brand Trent. Liverpool got better without you, mate. Liverpool never needed you in the first place, in my opinion. Always found him lackadaisical in defence. Always found him a problem. Always found him a bit of a joke. Always believed that he cost Liverpool a Champions League in Paris. And now look. Now look. Like, what do they say? You know when they go, the king is dead. Trent Alexander-Arnold's moved on. The king is dead. And you go, long live the king. There is a new king in town, man. Dominic Szoboszlai. And I tell you what, it's not even his position. Like, it's not even his position. Isn't it ironic that it was a set piece, a glorious set piece, one of those set pieces that's going to go down in history? It was a set piece against Set Piece FC. It really was. It was a set piece against Set Piece FC. Really, really special, special day for Liverpool. Special moment for Szoboszlai. And I think he's going to have a massive role to play. So Shapiro says, playing too passive, we need that Klopp ball back. I don't think you're too passive at all. I think that you've got a lovely mixture of the way that Slot wants to play, you know, that kind of Dutch control with the heavy metal football. It's like heavy metal football combined with a little bit of R&B. It's like Metallica combined with a bit of Brandy and Monica. It's like The Boy Is Mine combined with, like, I don't know, Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. I don't really listen to that kind of music, but that's what you've got. You've got like Mace and Brandy sitting on top of the world, like that nice R&B, just like timeless classics in the car. TLC, you've got that like perfect bit of Bobby Brown, My Prerogative, right? You've got that. And then you've got that like sprinkle of what went before. You know, that like chaos from Klopp. You still have that. I think it's a lovely mixture, man. I really do. I don't necessarily agree with you at all. Saxinate says, if Slot wins the league, he is more important to Liverpool than Klopp was. Two wins at the start of a generational dominating run. History will say that. Whether it's true or not is different. You know when you live it? You know when you live it, you might not necessarily say that. Because you know. The question becomes this. Would Slot be doing this well if it wasn't for the legacy of Jurgen Klopp? Would Slot be doing this well if it wasn't for the foundations that were built with Jurgen Klopp and his team? I don't know. I think that's one for a Liverpool fan to answer. I would argue that Slot can emulate and surpass that Slot can emulate and surpass Klopp, but I don't believe that he's done it yet. Not yet. But if he retains a league title, like Liverpool have never retained a league title in the Premier League. They've never done it. In the history of the Premier League, they've never done it. And the last time they did it, like, it was the mid-80s, man. Early to mid-80s. What was it? 83, 84? You know, it's a long time ago. Most people weren't even born. I wasn't even born. Well, I was only half born. You know, it's a long time ago. So yeah, I don't see a world where that happens. But yeah, there's certainly an argument for Slot being able to surpass the Klopp legacy. Olakuni says, I predicted on TFT before the season started that we would win the league by 15 points. Don't be getting stuck into my prediction. You clip this up, Olakuni. I've said Centurions. Liverpool Centurions this year. Liverpool equalise or match or even surpass what Pep Guardiola Centurions did. Honestly, I just don't see who beats them. Arteta is a coward. We won't win anything with him, says Harry Hughes-Jones. Yeah, I'm kind of inclined to agree with that on today's assessment. Jack Crabtree says, loving the streams, Rory. Didn't get the crying on the Tyne song going at St. James's Park, but did have the whole away and singing Hand Him Over Newcastle. Did really, really. They didn't get a crying on the time thing. Jack, it'll come. Imagine the banners. You know how Liverpool love those banners? They're always very creative with the banners. You see them at away European games and that. You know, like I love my bird so much, and it will be a picture of the liver bird or whatever. Like, they'll have some Alexander Isak ones, won't they? No doubt. Mohamed Saeed Kathrada says, Florian is just warming up. Once it flows, it flows. I agree. I think that you've got to be patient. You've got to be patient with all the new signings, including Ekitike and Gyökeres and whoever else. But yeah, I do agree that Florian Wirtz is potentially one of the best that there is. Stefan says, as Zlatan once said, you don't buy a Ferrari and drive it like a Fiat. Arteta bought a Ferrari, placed a Fiat on a field today. Stefan, I think there's something in that. Basically today, for the first time in a long time, I think we have to acknowledge that Mikel Arteta bottled it. He cried off. He got it wrong. He got it massively wrong. Dwayne says, Eze on the bench was a deal breaker. GGMU, who moments ago, if you've just tuned in, by the way, I was having a debate with GGMU, and I love having the debates with you all, so thank you so much for tuning in. Please do me a massive favour. Please click subscribe. If you are new around here, it would be my honour to welcome you into this community. If you're watching and you haven't subscribed, massively helps me out, if you wouldn't mind. But if you weren't here moments ago, GGMU is a loyal subscriber, and we have a back and forth a fair bit. GGMU suggested that Manchester United, because of the league, he thinks that the league is looking shaky and weak, Manchester United could qualify for Europe. And my take on that was, you absolutely can't. Your priority, first priority, is to avoid relegation. And I'm not, mate, I've got Manchester United subscribers. I'm not having a go at anyone. GGMU, this isn't a pop. I'm being totally and utterly legitimate here. I think that Manchester United are in total disarray. I think that Ruben Amorim is completely and utterly out of his depth. I think that it was a noble appointment, a progressive appointment, but it's an appointment that's gone wrong. And I think he'll lose his job soon. And I honestly, look, I don't think you'll go down. I genuinely don't think you go down. But I don't think that you finish in the top half. I really don't. And I think that if you're going to be a team in the bottom half of the league, the first priority for every team in the bottom of the league, in the bottom half of the league, is to hit 40 points. And you will hit 40 points. I'm not saying you won't. You will hit 40 points. But don't worry about what's going on. Like, you're not looking at fixtures and going, oh, good news, Chelsea dropped points today. It's got nothing to do with you, what Chelsea do. If you're a Man United fan and you're looking at the league going, oh, Arsenal dropped points today, that's good news. It's got nothing to do with you, what Arsenal do. It just doesn't. Next year may be different. Next manager might be different. But this manager isn't going to work. How can you be having Amad Diallo, one of your best players last year, playing at centre? It's just not going to work, mate. George Brownlow says, what would Mourinho do differently? Mourinho would win. Mourinho would find a way to win. What Mourinho wouldn't do, if you're talking about a difference between Arteta and Mourinho, I guarantee you, he wouldn't be cowardly. Whether he wins or not, I don't know. Mourinho and his pomp wins. He finds a way to win. And that is what a true brilliant manager does. Find a way to win. You don't need a philosophy like that idiot at Glasgow Rangers getting battered every week but talking about like XG stats and that. What's happened to football? Where has that become a thing? All these stat-ment idiots. I just don't understand it. You get battered every week, you moron. Oh, yeah, but we had more possession. Shut up. Shut up. You utter idiot. You had loads of possession. You had loads of possession. You got beat 3-0. Utter morons. And that geezer at Glasgow Rangers, it goes out with, what's his name? Russell Mark. Idiot. Absolute idiot. So I'm not interested in the stats. Dwayne, though, Dwayne's point about Eze on the bench was a deal breaker. Absolutely right. George Brownlow regarding Mourinho, he just find a way to win. Joe Wilkinson, Zubimendi with the foul that gave us the goal. Yeah, I don't think we can be too harsh on him here, mate. It was a long way out. Maybe. But do you know what? If you're making a list of 20 problems that Arsenal got wrong today, that might be 20th. I can think of 10 things that Arteta got wrong. I can think of 4 positions in the starting lineup he got wrong. You know what I mean? It was like a ludicrous starting lineup. You cannot go away to Anfield and have a situation where you've got Rice, Zubimendi, Marino in midfield. How can that possibly be the right team? How can you possibly have players with the creative brilliance of Eze, Wanyeri, even a kid, man? Also, I think there's a place for Lewis Skelly in games like this. I like his filth. I like his edge. I like his arrogance. I like his, you know, the way that he goes for it. I think that there's something like very special about his aggression. And I think that Arsenal need that. I think that there's a world where Arsenal need that. Arteta lost his big six record against the set piece. Yeah, it was something ironic, I agree, about set piece FC losing a game by a set piece. Jeff Foster says, we got R&B with a bit of Tupac. Hit him up. Yeah, that's it, mate. That's what I think it is. That's what I think it is. It's heavy metal football. This is Liverpool I'm talking about. It's heavy metal football combined with the Dutch control football, which is calm and easy listening. It's TLC Creep, TLC I'm Pretty. It's a bit of Erykah Badu combined with Metallica. That's what it is, man. And that's why I think it works. Is Shankly and Paisley all over again, says Adam Christmas. That's regarding Klopp slot. It's Shankly and Paisley. Yeah, maybe that's right. And I know that a lot of Liverpool, like, it's always like Shankly's the icon, Shankly with the quotes, Shankly, spirit of Shankly.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.com. US for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Group. But Bob Paisley was, like, actually more successful, wasn't he? If I've got that right. But I think Bob Paisley was actually more successful. Alex G says, were Kirkes and Konate's performances overdue? Yeah, I think so. I think Konate in particular has had a very, very dodgy start to the league. He's had a very, very troubling start to the league, no doubt. but we know that he's a class player. And today, he was immense. Today, if Szoboszlai wasn't just like a man possessed, he would be man of the match. Like, Konaté was about as good as you could possibly be today. He was immense. He was towering. He was impenetrable. You know that kind of performance that you want from a centre-half? Do you know what I want from a centre-half? I just want my centre-half to be the kind of geezer that will bully his way to victory. Fight. Stick his head on anything. Do anything to succeed. And that's what Konaté did. I said it earlier in the stream. Konaté was a bully in that box. You know, Victor Yokra is meant to be a big boy. Konaté slapped him about. It's embarrassing. He just battered him. And Konaté was ready for the victory, to fight for the victory. And if Arsenal crossed in the football, he headed it out. And if Arsenal crossed in a washing machine, he would have headed it out. And if Arsenal crossed in a Range Rover, he would have headed it out. Arsenal could have crossed in anything, and Konaté was ready to put his life on the line to defend that net. When you have players like that in a team, you win the game. It really was brilliant. Kate says, Szoboszlai, first right back to win a Ballon d'Or. Heard it here first. Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, Trent Alexander-Arnold would be watching that, and I reckon it would be heartbroken. You know that. I think that he really wanted it to go wrong. I think he'd love his legacy to be more secured because you want to be missed, don't you? You want to be missed, and he just won't be. He just won't be. Connor Jackson says, Arsenal are too solid to lose by 10 points. No. They're not too solid. They're not. This Liverpool team are completely and utterly capable of doing something major. Something major. Like, this Liverpool team are genuinely prepared to do something major. And I think that they are going to hit a 100 points. I think that they are totally capable of hitting 100 points. There is no doubt about it. There is no doubt in my mind that they are capable of hitting 100 points. They will break, potentially even eclipse. You've heard it here first. You have heard it here first. They will break or they will eclipse 100 points. That's a fact. And all fully understood. That is a fact. Trust me, there is no doubt in my mind. Because when you look at the nearest challenger, when you look at everything that's happening, when you look at who is going to rival this Liverpool team, it's Arsenal. And then you look at this Arsenal team and you actually explore what they're about, suddenly they're just not good enough. Suddenly you see that they are incredibly poor. Suddenly you see that this Arsenal team are about as resilient as anything. This Arsenal team are about as resilient as basically the rest of the league. So this Liverpool team don't really have any competition. This Liverpool team are obviously totally and utterly capable of doing something magnificent this year. Because who's going to stop them? Mikel Arteta? Is Mikel Arteta going to stop them? Wouldn't have thought so. He's just arrived at Anfield, walked onto the centre circle, and you know that aggression that you can display? You know Graham Souness with Galatasaray's flag? Bang! You know the aggression that you can show at your biggest rivals? Do you know what Arteta did? He walked out there and instead of having a massive Arsenal flag to put into the soul and terrace of Anfield, to plant in the Klopp the Arsenal badge, you know what he did? He went out there with a white flag, man. He went out there with a white flag. It was actually poor. It was actually pathetic. There is just no way that this Arsenal team are capable. There is just no way that this Arsenal team are capable. Who stands in the way? Think about it. Who stands in the way of Arne Slot? I literally can't think of anyone. You know, and then you look at the quality. Like, look at the quality of the goal that Liverpool scored today. Like, that free kick. Like, it's got to have been 35 yards out. 35 yards. The keeper could get nowhere near it. And, you know, on some level, you think about what Liverpool are, you think about what Liverpool have been dealing with. They lost Trent Alexander-Arnold to Real Madrid in the summer on a free transfer. And in theory, what that should do is deprive Liverpool of something. You've lost your right back. You've lost your creative force. You've lost that unpredictable player. You've lost a player with the vision to score a free kick whilst playing at right back. And what has Arne Slot done? He has found his specialist. He has created his specialist. And he did it last year. They had no midfielder. They didn't really sign a midfielder. It was all lacking. They missed out on Lavia. They missed out on Caicedo. It wasn't happening for them in the middle. The year before, they missed out on Jude Bellingham. It was all going wrong. And what happened? Onslaught worked his magic. He sprinkled that stardust on Ryan Gravenberch and he made the player that he wanted. It's so brilliant. He coached his way out of a problem. And that is what a manager's responsibility is. Find a solution. Coach your way out of a problem. And that is just so important. Adam Christmas in the Super Chat says, in his first 7 years, he won four leagues and three European Cups. Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. Truly, truly unbelievable. But, I mean, for Arsenal, this was just a terrible day. And I, when I say a terrible day, I don't mean a terrible day because of the result. And I don't mean a terrible day because of the lack of 3 points. I mean, it was a terrible day because of the message that was displayed. You displayed a message of cowardice. You displayed a message of fear. You displayed a message that Liverpool are quite simply too good. And for that reason alone, I think it's a disaster. Can I ask you, by the way, we are currently 52 subscribers away from reaching a promised land of 356. Is anyone watching this stream who isn't subscribed? And if you would be kind enough to click the subscriber button, massively helps me out. I would love it if you would be kind enough to click subscribe. Thank you so much to everybody who's tuned in. I'm going to be doing these lives loads and I really, really do love doing them with you. And it would be an honour if you would consider being part of this community. Really, really interesting game. Really interesting aftermath. So much to get our teeth into. I appreciate every comment, every one of you, because you've taught me a lot. You've told me what you think about the game. You've taught me what you believe the ramifications of this result will be. So I massively appreciate your time. I massively appreciate you letting me know your feelings on this. And I think it's a massive day in the title race. Massive day for Liverpool Football Club. And to be quite frank, I think it's a disaster for Arsenal. Not because of the 3 points, but because of the messaging around it. Before you go, drop a like, click subscribe, and I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow for some more football content. Cannot wait!
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.